KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Iowa State University student-run Team Prism will be taking part in an international solar car competition on the other side of the planet later this year. But before they do so, they'll make a stop in Atlantic this weekend. Local residents are encouraged to come out and learn more about the vehicle, the team, and renewable energy as the car makes a local stop at the Nishna Valley YMCA in Atlantic Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. Philip Gates, a student spokesman for the team, says they'll be heading to Australia late this summer to prepare for the race in the fall.
We'll be sending about 10 members of our team at the end of August, and we'll be bringing our newest car that we will be about to produce. It's a big milestone for Team Prism.
The car is named Penumbra and will be flown to Darwin, Australia to compete in the 2017 Bridgestone World Solar Challenge. For 1 week in October, ISU students will race Penumbra across Australia with the goal of winning the prestigious race on just the energy of the sun. During the competition, members will be sleeping in the outback as they cruise across the continent from north to south.
We've worked out with the study abroad office and a number of other professors that will be helping us not only travel to Australia and work with us there, but allow us to take a few classes and still be receiving credit for this experience.
The race runs more than 1,800 miles from Darwin in the Northern Territory to Adelaide in South Australia. The car has a top speed of 70 miles per hour, weighs about 850 pounds, and can seat up to four people. It's currently on a tour of Iowa over the next few weeks with stops planned in all 99 counties. Locally, in addition to the solar car, local event hosts Cass County ISU Extension will be on hand with snacks and hands-on STEM, that's, of course, science, technology, engineering, and math, activities for participants to enjoy. A few opportunities will also be available for attendees to hitch a ride and go for a short spin in the car for a $50 donation per person. All proceeds will help to offset transport costs to get the car to the competition in Australia. Kate Olson, Cass County Extension Program Coordinator, says ISU Extension and Outreach is excited to partner with the Pound Sun Run 99 Tour across Iowa. They hope to have a great turnout for this unique open house this weekend and hope that many local families will take advantage of the chance to see the Prism solar car before it heads to the competition. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday there were three recent arrests. On Monday, 25-year-old Chanel Quintana of Northlake, Illinois, was arrested on a felony forgery charge and an aggravated misdemeanor charge of unauthorized use of a credit card. Quintana was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $7,000 bond. Sunday, Cass County deputies arrested 58-year-old Terry Lee Ranney of Messina on a charge of violating a no-contact order. Ranney was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Monday on $300 bond. And last Saturday, 25-year-old Alex Christopher Hansen of Lewis was arrested for OWI first offense. He was later released on his own recognizance. Firefighters in Griswold Monday night responded to a call about a fire in the basement of a home at 402 4th Street. Griswold Fire Chief Andy Steffen yesterday told us what they found upon arrival.
We got there, and I went downstairs, and smoke in the basement, light smoke in the basement. Looked around and found the submersible sump pump had burned up. The motor had burned up in it. Basically, the breaker had tripped, so we didn't have really much of a fire. It was just smoldering the motor in the sump pump.
All of the occupants got out after they smelled the smoke and saw the flames. That happened just after 10 p.m. on Monday. There was no damage to the home. Griswold Fire was on the scene for about 45 minutes, ventilating smoke from the residents. There were no injuries reported. A road construction worker from Crawford County was injured Tuesday afternoon when the vehicle he was on was struck by a van in northern Iowa's Worth County. The State Patrol says 27-year-old Isaac Delgadillo Cervantes of Denison was transported by Lake Mills Ambulance to Mercy Hospital in Mason City following the crash that happened just before 1 p.m. Tuesday. Authorities say a 2015 Ford Transit van driven by 60-year-old Dean Ward McFadden of Shakopee, Minnesota, was northbound on I-35 in the road construction zone. Left lane of the road had been closed with workers present in that area. McFadden apparently suffered from a medical condition that caused him to lose control of the van. When his vehicle struck a 2004 Sterling road construction vehicle, Cervantes was thrown from the construction equipment and suffered minor injuries. The Harlan Police Department yesterday reports two recent arrests Last Friday, 23-year-old Shelby Kate Evans of Persia was arrested on an active warrant out of Adams County following a traffic stop in the 1500 block of Chatburn Avenue. She was transported to the Shelby County Jail. Evans was also cited with excessive speed. And as we had reported earlier, on Saturday, 29-year-old Theodore James Behrens of Harlan was arrested after a call of possible domestic abuse. He was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with domestic abuse, assault, violation of a no-contact order, sexual abuse in the third degree, and kidnapping in the first degree. Also, a man from Missouri who was wanted on a warrant out of eastern Iowa for a probation violation was taken into custody in Fremont County at around 6:40 a.m. Tuesday. The sheriff's office and 45-year-old Donald Scott Baker of Osceola, Missouri, was arrested after authorities received a call about a man talking to himself and waving his arms. Deputies found Baker parked on private property located off of Waubonsie Avenue in Bartlett, and after checking his record, took him into custody on a Tama County warrant. The Iowa State Patrol assisted at the scene. Baker was being held on $5,000 bond in the Fremont County Jail, pending transport to Tama County. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.